Perek Dalet Mishnah Zayin, Hachoylit Livimtoi. A man who does chalitza to his yivama. So what happens then? Harayu ke'echa mino achin lenachla. He loses all of his privileges. Had he done yibum, he would have inherited all of the assets that his deceased brother owned. But now that he did chalitza, he's ke'echa mino achin. He's just like any other brother, and he only gets a fraction of the assets of his deceased brother. V'im yesh sham av, what happens if the brothers had a father who's still alive? The halacha is nechasim shel av. The father gets the inheritance, because that's a halacha in general, that a person's children inherit him first, and if he doesn't have children, so then his grandchildren, etc., if he has no descendants, so then his father inherits him. Only if his father has already passed away do his brothers inherit him. So therefore, in this case, im yesh sham av, if there's a father, the father gets the inheritance from the deceased brother. It doesn't go straight to the brothers, it goes first to the father. Ha-koneis es yivimtoi, the Mishnah started out by saying, ha-choyleis yivimtoi, if he does chalitza, what if he's koneis es yivimtoi? He marries or he does yibum. Then, zacha ba-nechasim shel achiv. He gets the possessions. He inherits all of the possessions of his deceased brother. Because, says the Gemara, he basically steps into his brother's shoes vis-a-vis upholding his brother's name, l'hakim shem hamis al nachalaso, to uphold the brother's name on his inheritance. So there's got to be an inheritance for the child to inherit. He's got to get a portion of the brother's inheritance. Okay, that's one way to read it. Maybe a more accurate way to read it is to say that the Torah says that the Yavam steps into the deceased brother's shoes. And if he steps into this deceased brother's shoes vis-a-vis the wife, he also steps into the deceased brother's shoes vis-a-vis owning his property. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Bein kach u bein kach, makes no difference whether it's choyleis livimto or whether it's koneis es yivimto. One way or another, im yesh sham av, if there's a father, nechasim shel av, the father gets it. Not only when there's chalitza, when all the brothers are alike, but even when there's yibum, when you would think that the brother who's stepping into his brother's shoes vis-a-vis the wife should also do so vis-a-vis the property, says Rabbi Yehuda, no. The ordinary rules of inheritance are followed. The father, if he's around, gets the inheritance of the deceased brother. Hacholeis livimto, if a person does chalitza to his yivama, hu asur b'krei v'yseh, he's forbidden to marry her relatives, like we saw in Mishnah Aleph of this parak, v'hi asura b'krei vav, and she is forbidden to marry his relatives. The Gemara just elaborates, who are the relatives who are forbidden? Hu asur b'ima, he cannot marry her mother, ube'im ima, her mother's mother, ube'im avia, and her father's mother. Bebita, her daughter, Bebas Bita, her daughter's daughter, Bebas Bina, the daughter of her son. Six different women, and Bachaisa, her sister, all seven of these women are forbidden to the Yavam, Midirabanan. Bizman Shei Kayemes, and this is also only as long as she's alive. If she passes away, then the Choleitz is permitted to marry her sister. Because in general, even a wife's sister is permitted after the wife's passing. Certainly, a chalutza's sister should be permitted after the chalutza's passing, because it's only with the rabbanon. The ha'achin, the other brothers, the ones who could have participated in chalitza but didn't do so therefore they never had any connection with the yavama. She was their shemeres yavam. However, they never did any ma'isa. They never participated together with her in a ritual action. So therefore, ha'achin mutarin, the brothers are permitted to marry the relatives of this Shemeres Yavam because they never participated with her in a ritual action. Vehi, and she is Asura Ba'aviv, she can't marry his father, Ba'avi Aviv, his father's father, Bivnoi, his son, Biben Binoi, his son's son, Ba'achiv, his brother, Biben Achiv, and his brother's son. These are the relatives of a husband who a wife is ordinarily forbidden from marrying, and the Midrabanan we say that the relatives of the Choleitz are forbidden to the Chalutza, the same set of relatives that would be forbidden on a wife from her husband are forbidden on a chalutza from the choleitz. Mutar Adam b'kroivas tzaras chalutzase. A person is mutar, he's permitted to marry the relative of the co-wife of his chalutza, but also he's forbidden to marry tzaras kroivas chalutzase, the co-wife of a relative of his chalutza. There's a big machlokas in the Gemara that why this is so, but Mishnayos is not the ta'am ha'dvarim, the reasons for these things, it's just the dinim themselves. So here's the dinim: he is allowed to marry the relative of a co-wife of his chalutza, but he's forbidden from marrying the co-wife of the relative of a chalutza. Mishnah Ches. Hachalitz li vimtoi, person who does chalitza to his yivama. And then, Nasa achiv es achoisa, his brother marries the sister of the yivama. Vameis, and then the brother dies. So now, the wife of this brother becomes a shemeres yavam of the cholitz. So she is achois chalutzasai. Two brothers, one of them married one sister, and one of them was cholitz the other sister. And the brother who was married dies. So his wife, who's the sister of the other brother's chalutza, is achois chalutzasai, the sister of a chalutza. So the halacha is, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, that achois chalutzasai is asur midrabanan. Therefore, chalates, this woman now, the wife, has to do chalitza, because midiraisa, she's permitted to marry the yavam, but loy misyabema, she can't do yibam, because midrabanan, she's forbidden from marrying the yavam. V'chein, and similarly, hamigarish es ishto, a person who divorces his wife, v'nasa achiv es achoisa, and his brother then married her sister, v'meis, and then he died, the brother died, since it's achois ishtoi, which is an erva diaraisa, not just an erva dirabanan like achois chalutzasai. Achois ishtoi, a genuine sister-in-law, the sister of your wife, is forbidden midiraisa with the kari's penalty. So therefore, the erva, the achois ishtoi, is petura, is exempt from chalitza and from yibum.